This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today is the last chance for campaigning in four states that hold primaries tomorrow, events that are expected to wrap up the Republican nomination for John McCain and bring the Democratic contest to a new phase. Hillary Clinton spent much of the day on the attack. She told voters in Ohio that Barack Obama was not their friend on trade agreements such as NAFTA and had secretly tried to reassure Canada that he would preserve the agreement. The Obama camp said he had done no such thing. Joining us to talk about the endgame in Ohio and Texas are our reporters who've been traveling with candidates Clinton and Obama, David Green and Don Gagne. And let's start with you, David, traveling with Hillary Clinton. And the Clinton campaign is really working this NAFTA issue hard, calling this NAFTAgate. Why don't you explain how this all started?
But boy, they are really working this NAFTA issue hard. NAFTA, a very important issue to Ohio voters. They feel like NAFTA really has been a raw deal for them, and that the Clinton campaign is talking about a memo that has surfaced. It was written reportedly by a Canadian embassy official who described the meeting perhaps in February with Austin Goolsbee, an advisor to Barack Obama. And the memo describes the words of Goolsbee suggesting that the remarks that Senator Obama has made about NAFTA against NAFTA should not be taken out of context and should be viewed as more about political positioning than a clear articulation of policy. And what Hillary Clinton, what her surrogates have said today, is that it's just wrong to come and tell the voters of Ohio one thing about NAFTA that you oppose it, and then give some reassurances to the Canadian government that if you were president, you know, you'd back off and things would be okay.
Okay, now, from the Obama side, let's bring Don Gagne in on this, because the Obama campaign clearly has a very different take on this meeting and this memo.
Last week, we heard from the Obama campaign that there was no meeting. Now we're hearing that, yes, there was an unofficial meeting between Austin Goolsbee and Canadian officials. It took place in Chicago at the Canadian consulate. But what Goolsbee himself is saying is that it was about a 40-minute long meeting. It covered many topics, that NAFTA only took up about 2 to maybe 3 minutes of it, and that Canadian memo that described him as saying what Senator Obama is saying on the campaign trail is just political positioning. Goolsbee says that is not an accurate reflection of what he said in that meeting. He said he stressed to them that Obama has concerns about NAFTA, but that Obama believes in free trade, but that he feels it has to be revisited, the agreement, to address environmental and labor provisions and to take into account what it's meant for workers like those in Ohio.
Now, this discussion about positions on NAFTA seems to be aimed squarely at the voters in Ohio, but you are both in Texas now with Senators Clinton and Obama. Does the NAFTA issue have the same importance there that it does in Ohio?
It certainly doesn't. And what we've seen in the final days with Hillary Clinton, two very different messages when she's been in Texas, when she's been in Ohio. And in Texas, we'll see what she says in these last few stops, but so far much more about foreign policy, much more tapping into people's patriotism and also their fears about terrorism and the world, and suggesting that she is much more prepared to be commander-in-chief than Barack Obama. So going after her opponent, but in a very different way with a different message in these two states.
And Don Gagne, how is Barack Obama trying to steer the discussion away from this question about the NAFTA meeting?
Well, there are direct appeals to Hispanic voters here in Texas, obviously an important part of the voting public here. So we're seeing those kinds of pitches. Senator Obama is meeting with veterans groups and talking to people about the Veterans Affairs Administration and the kind of treatment that wounded veterans and veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder receive when they get back from someplace like Iraq.
You know, this last day before these big primaries in Ohio and Texas, there's a lot of posturing on both sides about expectations for tomorrow. David Green, why don't you tell us what's going on in the Clinton campaign?
The Clinton campaign in public is talking about being very confident that they can win these two states. But in private, you know, they say that they feel more confident in Ohio. They're worried about the sort of strange voting system in Texas that involves caucusing, which has been an advantage to Obama. But they're saying if they win Ohio, perhaps they can use the message that this is one really important presidential swing state in the general election. If they beat Obama here, that sends a message. But certainly that they're going to have a lot of thinking to do.
And Don Gagne, what about the expectations on Obama's side?
for the Obama campaign, it's all about the delegate count. They are hoping for a win in Texas. They think they have a very good chance there. There are indications that maybe they're ready for a loss in Ohio. Senator Obama pulled out of there and had a night in Chicago before heading to Texas today. So the Obama campaign officials are stressing that whatever happens on Tuesday, at the end of the day, Senator Obama will still be ahead in delegates, and that is the critical point they really do want to make, even as they hope they get the win that they think really could effectively end the Clinton campaign.
Okay, NPR's Don Gagne in San Antonio and NPR's David Green in Beaumont, Texas. Thanks to you both.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Melissa.